This is Kelly Blewett. I'm joined tonight by Kimberly Witten, the Marketing Communication Coordinator for the Great Parks of Hamilton County. Welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you so much.
And you're here to tell us about some of the stuff going on this fall.
I am. Fall is when we really start to ramp up, and we're really looking forward to everyone coming to the parks to enjoy some of the events, programs, and even the different fall colors that are going on in the parks. So we're excited about it.
Can you tell us about some of the special events going on this fall?
Well, we actually have a new event that's coming up that we're very excited about, September 23rd, called Bands, Barbecue, and Brews. We're actually going to have some really awesome live local music. We're going to do a sampling of beers with Braxton Brewing Company, which is local in Kentucky. There's going to be a barbecue buffet. And then you kind of, adults can be kind of kids. They can do the climbing wall. They can do a bouncy house, obstacle course, stuff like that. So it's just going to be a kind of a fun field day. And that's actually going to be out at Miami Whitewater Forest. And then we have Black Walnut Weekend, which we've had that for years and years and years, and it is such a hit at Farbach Werner Nature Preserve. And it's October 8th and 9th. Basically, you get to go there. You can play games, do crafts. You can make tie-dyes out of walnut dye.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really interesting.
I didn't know there was such a thing as walnut dye.
Yeah, there is. It's a brown color. I mean, go figure. But it's just a really neat event for the whole family, and we actually have a live band on that Sunday that performs as well, just to kind of make it more of a celebration. Halloween Nights, now that's a really popular one with the families. Yeah, if you have a kid, you've probably been to Halloween Nights, or maybe you've been to it as a kid. It's been going on for many years at Parkey's Farm, and it's a kind of a non-scary, so it's for any age child. They can dress up in their costumes. They can go to the fun house. We have a hayride that goes along the spooky trail that goes through the woods and all
kinds
of fun
stuff. There's
also
things in the woods, right? Like little light displays.
Yeah, there's light displays. We have a little village just to really add to the ambiance, some music. We have live performances. You can do s'mores. We sell s'mores kits. So you can sit around the fire. A lot of fun stuff. So, and that's really affordable event for families to attend. And then we also have Echoes of the 1800s. Talk about dark and just kind of like, you know, very Halloween kind of thing. We actually have some of our naturalists go out and they dress up as rogues and people who go and they steal things out of graves and, you know, that kind of thing. The way it used to be, like way back in the day, it's a lantern lit walk and you go through Heritage Village Museum in Sharon Woods and they recreate and do different skits throughout the time that you're there. And it is cool. It is really cool. And it's for ages 16 and up due to the content that they would be doing.
So it is creepy. And it is also historical.
Right. But it just, you know, it adds to the ambiance. I mean, you know, Heritage Village Museum has all those old houses and buildings. And so it really just creates that ambiance that just makes it real.
I just want to circle back really quickly to the Bands, Barbecue, and Brews, because this is a new event this year, the first time you're doing it. And it's on Friday, September 23rd, 5 to 10. This is mainly an adult event, but the activities are like a kid's field day.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. It's open to all families, but it's a chance for adults just to kind of, you know, have a field day like you did back in like camp and stuff. But you get to sample beers, just tastings. You get food and you get to go play in the park.
So I see that there are also a sort of slate of events going on around the topic of health and wellness. And there's a new one coming up in this category too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Health and wellness is really one of the big initiatives of Great Parks to get people outdoors and active. So we really like to highlight some of the programs and events that we have coming up. And this fall, we actually have an event called Cyclovia. We closed down the roads in Fernbank Park. And it's only open to pedestrians, no cars. We're going to have health and wellness organizations. We're going to have fitness challenges. We're going to have some vendors there that do like massages, blood pressure screening, any type of activity really for any age and get exercise and be healthy.
And that'll be on Sunday, the 2nd of October from 12:30 to 4. So a fun kind of Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it will be. Absolutely.
And then tell us a little bit about what's called Walk with a Doc.
Well, just recently, we've partnered with Walk with a Doc, which is a national organization that helps to promote, you know, people to go outside, stay active, and actually do it with a doctor. So it takes you out of that whole doctor's office element and puts you outside with them, and you're able to interact with them and ask questions and exercise with them. So we're really excited. We're going to have one on October 2nd, and that's going to be at Fernbank Park. And we're also going to have a Walk with a Doc October 16th at Winton Woods at Parkey's Farm. And it'll be during the time that we have Halloween Nights going on. So you actually get to go along the trail with all those spooky setups and the little town and everything. So that'll kind of add another element to it. But It's a great chance to get some health tips and learn some things from local doctors along the way and also just get some exercise. So we're really excited about partnering up with them.
It does seem like if you see your doctor in an office, you have a certain kind of conversation that might be very different than the conversation you would have if you're walking through the woods.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, you're kind of in and out. Here's what I'm here for. Write me a prescription and mm-hmm. I'm out. But at this point, you get to just spend some quality time with them, get a more of a personal interaction.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I see that there's also some yoga after work opportunities coming
up. Yeah, that is actually over at Fahrbach Werner. They've been doing that for a few years now, and it's a local yoga instructor. She's amazing, and you can go there. She's certified. It's outdoors, so you add that extra ambiance, that extra element of, you know, kind of being one with nature and one with yourself. And it's a great way for you to reduce stress. It increases awareness. It helps you just your mind, body, and soul kind of align. So that is actually going to be out at Fahrbach Werner, and we're really looking forward to that. That goes every Tuesday at 5:30 through October and through November.
And then finally, I see there's a run coming up, an Adventure Outpost Challenge Run.
Adventure Outpost is basically like a team building group at Winton Woods that comes together, and they do basically they offer a lot of kayaking and low ropes and climbing wall and archery and just like a lot of that fun team building activity. So this is just another element of what they offer there. It's the challenge run, and it's going to be a chance where you can run or walk 3 miles. You can shoot a compound bow at a target, and then you climb the 23-foot climbing wall. So it's kind of like a mini triathlon. There's like 3 different elements to it, but they're calling it a challenge run. And then they do like kind of a small celebration at the end, and that is out at Adventure Outpost in Winton Woods.
Well, great parks are such an important part of our community, and it's nice to know that there are also ways that our listeners could give back to great parks and sort of celebrate some of the volunteering that has been done and that will continue to go on. So we wanted to briefly highlight just 2 volunteering opportunities this fall.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. We have a lot of dedicated volunteers that are basically dedicate a lot of time to great parks. And then we also open volunteer opportunities to the community, which are kind of like a one-day thing. You can come out, you can help plant some trees, do some trail maintenance, things like that. And actually, on October 22nd, we are hosting Great Miami River Cleanup, and mm-hmm. this is something that we do every year. It's annual. We actually had more than 800 volunteers clean up 22 sites along the Great Miami River, and that goes from Indian Lake in Logan, Ohio, all the way down to Shawnee Lookout. Shawnee Lookout is actually one of our parks, and that's where mm-hmm. we're hosting our section of that whole cleanup. We provide bags, bring some gloves, meet us at the canoe and kayak launch, and help us just clean up the river along the coastline there. And then we have something special coming up. Our reforestation celebration, and it's monumental because we have been participating in Taking Root, which is a collaboration of organizations to be able to plant trees for reforestation efforts, especially when you have EAB and Asian longhorn beetle that are taking away mm-hmm. our ash trees. So this mm-hmm. is a huge effort that's going on nationwide. Great Parks is celebrating their 100,000th tree planting.
Wow.
So it's the 100,000th tree that we planted since we started taking part in Taking Root, which has only been about 4 or 5 years. So it's actually it's monumental, really. It's very important. We're going to bring back some of the volunteer groups and people that have helped us reach this milestone to help us plant some more trees and actually be there for the ceremonial tree planting. It's going to be out at Winton Woods at Sweet Gum Slope Picnic Shelter. It's open to the public. And we invite anybody to come on out and help us plant some trees and celebrate.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for coming in today and sharing about some special events coming up, the health and wellness events coming up, and some volunteer opportunities.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you.
I've been talking with Kimberly Witten, the Marketing Communication Coordinator for Great Parks of Hamilton County, about upcoming events this fall. More information about these events and more can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.
Thank you.
Thank you.